It is exceptionally small, but also I feel like the one piece of news that we have in here is something that if you don't know already, you should, as well as I really appreciate the suggestion for this section. All right, nerds, we are back for another news episode, and we've got noises to deal with, so I apologize if you can hear the things going on outside this window, because it's kind of distracting, but I don't have the time to waste to wait for them to be done doing what it is that they're doing out there, yard work or something. So I'm just going to have to try and power through. So welcome to another episode of Your Nerd News. All of the pop culture news that is worth talking about, that is ideally as little political as possible. In this episode, we are confirming a rumor that I honestly did not think we would ever confirm. I actually thought we would refute this rumor officially at some point, but that does not seem to be the case. We'll get there. We also have updates from the Spider-Verse, One Punch Man live action movie, as well as The Boys on Amazon Prime. All of this and a fair amount more. So we'll get into all of the news, but first we have the housekeeping. So in housekeeping real quick, we are getting close to, I'm taking vacation time from all of the things. Well, from most of the things. We will still do some of the short form content, and I will very probably post, get the third channel up and running in this vacation time, but that's honestly very little by comparison. So it is going to be the second week of July, running through pretty much the rest of the month of July. I am headed out of state for about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. So we will not be doing proper episodes for those. Honestly, we probably won't even be doing like rumor episodes like we do when I usually take time off, just because it's 3 weeks of a break, man. There will be short form content, so you can check the Clips channel or any of the social medias. We will be posting that sporadically through that time, but until then, we will be doing regular episodes, and I believe until that point, we also have live episodes scheduled. So stay tuned for all of that in the meantime. If you don't know, live episodes happen Friday nights on the main YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, and it happens right about 7:30 Mountain Time in the States. So if you want to join, then please do. As evidenced by our last live episode, the chat definitely helps direct the first portion of that show. That first portion is effectively just going over the news, and then the second portion is streaming and just general chat conversation. So all of that being said, that's what we have for housekeeping, updates, and all the jazz. Let's talk news now. Okay, so comic books and books. We are going to be including this section in the syndicated show this week because it is exceptionally small, but also I feel like the one piece of news that we have in here is something that if you don't know already, you should, as well as I really appreciate the suggestion for this section. So welcome to the comic books and books section. If you are not accustomed to this normally, then this is on the usual show, on the main show every week, just not on the syndicated version of the main show. So we have no follow-ups, no corrections. We have no trailers to speak of. We do have a piece of news that sucks, but it is something that must be said. We have Jeff Loeb, who, if you don't know who he is, he's the artist that worked on one of the greatest Batman stories of all. He works regularly with Tim Sale, but the big one is The Long Halloween. He was the artist on The Long Halloween. He's done a plethora of other works since. All of it is phenomenal. He is kind of the iconic 80s into 90s Batman artist. That's the guy that created the look. He is in the hospital. It is pretty serious from the sounds of it, though I was unable to to find what exactly is the reason for him to be in the hospital. It is being said, though, that he has severe health issues. So, I mean, if you believe in such things, then, you know, put out the good energy into the universe and whatnot, because he's a titan of the industry and he deserves a lot more recognition than he's got. So hopefully he can stick around and get that. So that is our piece of news. Again, a little bit of a downer, but it needs to be shared. We need to know these things. So comic books and books suggestion. The suggestion is actually a book suggestion this time. And it's one that I think is a little less known from its author. We're talking about Count Zero from William Gibson. Gibson is one of my top three authors of all time. He wrote Neuromancer. Count Zero is technically the, quote, sequel to Neuromancer. It is the second of the Sprawl trilogy, because Gibson is one that writes in trilogies, only not intentionally or not directly. I don't know. It's a weird situation. It's a fantastic book, though. It absolutely needs to be read. And if you are familiar with the story of the Neuromancer and you haven't read this yet, there's going to be a lot of pieces that come together that really give you a fresh appreciation for the first book, Neuromancer. So go read William Gibson's Count Zero, because it is cyberpunk at its best. TV streaming. All right, we have follow-ups. This is another short TV streaming section. So let's push through. All right, follow-ups for this section. We have The Boys have officially been renewed for a fourth season. This is a surprise to no one, especially if you're currently watching season 3, because yeah, it seems to be just getting better and pushing boundaries in very interesting ways and uncomfortable ways. But either way, season 4 is coming. Moving right along. We have another follow-up, and this is another season announced. Masters of the Universe Revelation has been announced for a second season. Kevin Smith's controversial take on the Masters of the Universe is getting a renewal for another season. I didn't realize that many people watched the second half of the first season. I haven't finished it because I don't see the point. It doesn't speak to me at all. And that seemed to be the consensus of the community, at least what we've seen presented on the internets and the social media. So very interesting that Netflix deemed it redeemable for a second season. So maybe they're gonna course correct somehow? I don't know. We're gonna move on, though. So let's get into trailers. We got a pretty fantastic trailer. This is Cyberpunk Edge Runners coming to Netflix in September. We have the official window now. It's not the date just yet, but the window when they're going to release this series. It is going to be anthological in nature, which is pretty cool. Feels, if you watch this trailer, feels very much like the Animatrix, if you're familiar with that from back in the day. When we were gearing up for the second and third Matrix movies, they released a DVD collection of a bunch of short movies called The Animatrix. That was fantastic. Pretty much all of those shorts were great for one reason or another, whether or not it expands the mythology, or it's just fantastic art, or it's just a really interesting standalone story. Either way, all of it was great. So I'm thinking this feels like it's going to be something similar for the cyberpunk universe, though I still haven't played it on my Xbox because it still seems a little too buggy for my taste. Definitely a style of storytelling that I am a big fan of. So Cyberpunk Edge Runners has a trailer. Go check it out. Now we are into news. We have a piece of news that I kind of came out of left field, and it's kind of a series and kind of streaming all rolled into one. So we're talking about Smallville, but only a talk show about Smallville, talk show talking about Smallville, it's called Talkville. And this is significant. It is a new podcast. It can be found on regular podcast platforms, but this is significant because it's Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum doing a rewatch podcast. So they're going to watch through each episode, kind of like the guys, we talked about this a few episodes ago, the guys in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia are doing a rewatch podcast where they go through episodes and say, this is where we were when we're making it, and these are the things, and this is what happened, blah, 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 all the behind the scenes stories. This is going to be a similar thing, only I don't believe it's going to be a video podcast. It's going to be audio exclusive for now, unless it gets really popular, and then I'm sure they'll do a video portion, because Rosenbaum's other podcast, Inside of You, has a video portion. So yeah, very interesting. I'm kind of excited to listen to this because both of those guys are very in tune with the way the industry works now, but when they first started Smallville, that wasn't necessarily the case. So it'd be really cool to see their evolution from green in the industry, relatively green in the industry, through to producers and directors, and now they're seasoned actors, and they've done so many more projects since then. So just the passage of time and how that filters through, very interesting to watch, listen to, whatever. So that is our one piece of regular old news. That makes us into TV streaming suggestions, and this one probably saw this one coming. Smallville is our suggestion. This is at once the thing that started the CW-verse, but also super frustrating in that I feel like their presentation of who Clark was before he was Superman really kind of gets muffled in a lot of ways. But by and large, this series is fantastic. Maybe stay away from the final season because that one definitely didn't land very well. But all of the rest of them, it was 10 seasons. All the way up through season 9 is absolutely watchable. There are some issues later in the series because when you run that long, you have continuity to worry about. Things happen. But yeah, either way, Smallville, suggestion, go watch. Movies is a pretty decent size, actually. So yeah, I'm very excited about this section. Let's get into follow-ups and corrections. These are all follow-ups. I don't believe there are any corrections. I don't know. I guess this first one could be kind of sort of a correction. So in our live episode last Friday, we talked with Christopher Ortiz, who was a regular subscriber to the YouTube channel, as well as following me on other social medias, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Ortiz. Either way, we were talking a lot about Ghostbusters for the news portion because we just had Ghostbusters Day, so a lot of stuff was announced. We touched on it briefly in the last regular episode, and now we have a little bit of a follow-up. If you will remember, we again talked about this in more detail on Friday. If you will remember, there is not only an animated series that is coming in the Ghostbusters universe, but there is a new animated movie that is going to as well. The new animated movie now has a director, Jennifer Kluska. I believe it's actually two directors, though it was a little vague because different sources have it listed and worded differently. So Jennifer Kluska is the one that everyone seems to agree is going to be directing. And then Chris Priyansky, Kluska directed the B-movie, or had something to do with the B-movie anyway. Jerry Seinfeld's animated movie where he's a bee. Anyway, Chris Priyansky is a contributor to the Metalocalypse universe, so that's pretty huge. But it's unclear if he's director, assistant director, co-director, what the situation is there. But either way, both of these two are going to be the creatives towards the top of the creative chart for this movie. That seems to bode pretty well, because even though B-movie, there's, you know, scientific issues with B-movie, that's irrelevant to the storytelling, kind of. And the storytelling was actually pretty good. And then Metalocalypse is classic. So pretty fair combination of talent there. Next, we are talking about One Punch Man. We did not touch on the other piece of news that led into this previously, because we don't generally talk about the Fast and Furious movies on this show, but Justin Lin has been brought in to direct the live-action One Punch Man movie. Justin Lin, again, worked on Fast and Furious movies and notably left that franchise about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And now it's been announced that at least since then, maybe not because of him leaving, but since he left, he is now going to be working on the One Punch Man live action project that we touched on, I think, like 3+ months ago. So it took me a second to remember, oh yeah, that is a thing that's happening. And then we have Across the Spider-Verse, the new Spider-Man animated movie coming to Sony. We now know who one of the main villains is going to be. It's going to be The Spot. It seems that it's going to be that The Spot is going to be the primary villain, the way a lot of the news outlets are reporting on this. Spider-Man is not one of my big ones. So this character was pretty new to me. He has spots on him that he can use to teleport through different universes and like can use them as weapons, and sounds pretty interesting. Also kind of sounds like the way they presented Polka Dot Man in the Peacemaker series, Suicide Squad movie. That's not generally Polka Dot Man's powers, but in the Marvel side of things, we have a couple of mutants with similar powers that seems very interesting. I don't know, just pretty awesome. I'm very interested for this next movie to come out. I'm really interested to see how many villains they actually pack in here and how that impacts the story and blah, blah, blah. So we will be keeping tabs on this as it progresses. Okay, so we're into news, and this first piece is kind of a confirmation of a rumor, and we'll get to that portion of it in the rumor section, but we have the Joker 2. It's apparently happening. Currently, the subtitle is Joker Folie à Deux, which translates into something for two. I can't remember exactly. I had it written down at one point, but I don't see it in the notes now, so that's pretty weird. It was written, once again, by Todd Phillips, this time also with Scott Silver. Todd Phillips, again, is going to be directing. Everything else that is being reported on about this movie, aside from its existence and the existence of a script which has found its way into Joaquin's hands, everything else is rumor. So again, we will get to that in the rumors section. But Folie à Deux, something for two. Why can't I remember that? That's so silly. Anyway, we have to move on. And then we have a really interesting one. This probably should have gone in follow-ups, but this seems to be a little bit more legit. So we had to give it a little bit more space to breathe. And Silent Hill, Christoph Gans, who directed the first movie, I believe, and not the second live-action movie, was talking with a French language podcast called Jeux Vidéo, and he has said that there is not only one, but two scripts in existence for the Silent Hill franchise. One of these scripts is a brand new start to the franchise. It tells a completely different story. Doesn't sound like that one is going to head in any meaningful direction, at least not yet. The other script is a kind of sort of continuation that he makes it sound like is going to be going into active production into sometime next year. So 2023, according to Christoph Gans, who is, again, the director of one of the existing movies, 2023 is going to be the year that we see production start on a Silent Hill movie, and it's a mixed bag, I'm not gonna lie. Could be fantastic, could be mediocre like the second movie, could be good, but not great like the first movie. Only time will tell. Let's move right along. We also have new announcement of a Batman movie that's going to be coming to HBO Max directly. It's an animated Batman movie called Batman Azteca, Choc de Imperios. I might not be saying that correctly, and I apologize, but it translates to Clash of Empires in Spanish. It is going to be... All right, so we have I'm just going to read the blurb because that's why it's here. It was announced during the 37th Guadalajara International Film Festival. Batman Azteca marks the first ever collaboration between Warner Brothers Animation, Particular Crowd, Mexico's Anima, and Chatrón, a producer of Book of Life. The Spanish language animated film will drop The Dark Knight into Mesoamerica culture and Aztec Mexico, and is an original story for the streamer. Production will take place in Mexico and utilize local talent to fill out the cast. So it is going to be a Spanish language Batman animated movie. Very interesting. Some of the artwork looks really cool, not gonna lie. So yeah, intrigued by this, though my Spanish is fairly rusty, so I'm probably gonna have to watch it with subtitles, not gonna lie. That is all of our news for the movies section. So movie suggestion this week is The Animatrix. You probably saw this one coming from the TV streaming section, but Animatrix, it is a collection of 9 short films that all tell various stories inside of the world of the Matrix, rather. It is really damn good, especially The Flight of the Osiris and then the 2 history videos. I can't remember their names off the top of my head because I didn't write them down. But yeah, just all 9 of them are absolutely worth a watch. The kid short factors into the second movie pretty directly, though non-consequentially, if that makes any sense. Yeah, they're just animation-wise, just storytelling-wise, it is a beautiful art. Go watch The Animatrix. And now the rumor mill. So we're just gonna get this out of the way. I was wrong. We're into confirmation refutations. I was wrong about Joker 2. I did not think this was ever going to happen. I thought everything we were hearing about it was just people grasping at straws and things. I am also kind of, as we're sitting here talking, I am not 100% convinced that this is not a troll. We'll get into that when we talk about the actual rumors in the Joker 2, or surrounding the Joker 2 anyway. But right now, Folie à Deux is happening. And yeah, there's rumors to get into aside from the confirmation. Yeah, first up though, we have a new source for a previously stated rumor, and that is Captain America, Chris Evans, is going to be headed back to the role. Again, according to new sources, we now know that, let me step this back just a little bit. Previously, there have been very eloquent statements made by Chris Evans saying that he will not be returning to the role. And then very recently, that's changed. He has said in interviews recently that, you know, he would consider coming back to the role, though it would require Disney to do some things, jump through hoops and such to get him back there. So this is not completely out of the question. And this new rumor is from a pretty solid source. So very little reason to question it, aside from, you know, does Disney want to jump through those hoops? And he did say previously he didn't want to come back to this. So we're bringing the likelihood of this one up. Previously, we're talking 50%. Now, though, we're going to bump it up a little bit. If we continue to hear more, it's going to continue to go up in likelihood. But 60% likely that we will see Chris Evans return to the role of Cap in some manner in the MCU. Right now, it's pretty vague if it's going to be a series all unto himself, it's going to be another movie, if it's just going to be maybe a series of cameos, something along those lines. Either way, 60% that something is going to happen with Chris Evans as Cap. Okay, so let's get into new rumors, because the Joker 2 got confirmed. There's a bunch of new rumors surrounding the Joker 2. So again, the title, my French is rusty, just like my Spanish, but Folie à Deux, something for two, jokes for two. I can't remember what folie is. Anyway, for two is the à deux, right? So that has led us into a couple of rumors in and of itself. So the first rumor is we're going to do this as an either or, because there are some outlets that are questioning if it's going to be two different Jokers. And there are some outlets that are saying, no, it's going to be Joker and Harley. And that's what the two is in the deux. So that's the either or. Is it going to be two Jokers, or is it going to be Joker and Harley? Oof. So considering that Todd Phillips likes to go in weird directions, and considering that Margot Robbie, is not really probable to return to the role of Harley, so they would have to recast Harley. Not that that's the most insurmountable hurdle ever, but it feels more probable in my head, and I've been wrong plenty of times before, but it feels more probable that we are going to see two Jokers as a means to continue the line of Jokers until we get to what is the current universe Joker as we kind of sort of know him. So we're going to tilt the scales that direction. It's going to be two Jokers, not Joker and Harley. Now, that leads us to a little bit of an issue because there are other rumors about who they're potentially casting as Harley. And this one, everyone is reporting like it's gospel, though you can't confirm a rumor of somebody who may or may not be in negotiations to play a character who may or may not exist in a movie. So the rumor I'm directly referencing is Lady Gaga being cast as Harley. This seems like we have another one way or the other kind of... this seems more like we have another one way or the other situation, but... if you take the first situation where I think it's going to be two Jokers, and then we see that they're very likely, though it's again very much rumor, very likely talking to Lady Gaga about a role in this movie, everyone just assumes that the duh means Harley, though that would be a very weird timeline. So are they talking to Lady Gaga? I think that is about a 50% probability. Yeah, there's enough on either side that that could be true, or it also could be false. So we're going 50% there. But to automatically assume that she is going to be Harley seems a little bit of a stretch. It is Lady freaking Gaga, so very likely she's working on music things and has only the time to do one movie. Whereas if you introduce a pretty main character to this universe, you're going to want that character, or a pretty well-known character anyway, you're going to want that character to come back for multiple movies, which seems unlikely if you're talking Lady Gaga. So, because, you know, not really an actor. So all of this very much could be just my brain wanting this to be the direction that they're going, because I don't think Lady Gaga would be a great addition to this version of that universe. But, I mean, she wouldn't be horrible either. So, take it with that what you will. We do have one other rumor that is being stated, and this rumor actually is the reason why I think this all might be a troll, because the rumor is that Joker 2 is going to be a musical. Okay. We go from this really gritty, dark case study of a mental patient, of somebody who has obvious crazy things going on in their head, to a musical? I mean, maybe if there might be a song or two as like a delusion of the Joker, of Arthur Fleck. That seems possible in a way, but all of that, no, I don't think so. This comes from the fact that Todd Phillips has mentioned that he would like to do a musical, I think is where that quote sits. Again, take amazing notes, so I don't remember exactly, but I don't see this becoming a musical. If that is the direction that they're going to be portraying, then I think it's a big troll. So likelihood that it's a musical, I'm giving this higher than I want to give it, even though I think it might actually be a little bit higher and I just don't want it to be higher. But we're going to go 50% with this because there's so much speculation around this movie right now. It's hard to nail anything down in one direction or the other. So that brings us to our next rumor, which is a video game rumor. This is an Assassin's Creed rumor. The rumored next game is going to be called Rift, and it's going to be a direct sequel to Valhalla, which that's all the rumor goes on to say. It's a pretty solid rumor, and there's, you know, if there was going to be an announcement made, it would have already been made, so it's really difficult to say that we're going to see some sort of word about this. So, again, very indecisive episode when it comes to the rumor mill, but we're looking at 50% probability that this is the situation. No actual details were given in the rumor, at least the version of it that I was able to find, so... maybe it'll come back from a different source and we'll have a little bit more to go on, but right now, 50% is all we got. And Nerdy Legion, that is where this episode is going to end. If you want more news, go check out older episodes. If you want deeper conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the information and all the podcasts and things that we have on that subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the pop culture and nerdy news, and you don't want to be force-fed a political bias, then by all means, join me on my personal YouTube channel, Gently Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining me. We will see you next time.